وانت عرض نعمة الله لا تحصوها. إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار لا ترسل. When you begin to count the نعمت of Allah upon you, you find that insan is most ungrateful. He does not appreciate the نعمت that Allah Ta'ala gives him. When he loses those things, then he begins to feel what happens. Like the first one got one eye. That person will appreciate that one eye, because he knows he's only got one eye. That person got one leg, he begins to appreciate that one leg, he hasn't got another leg. And we got two legs, he does not appreciate that leg of ours used in the right way. We got two eyes, we don't appreciate the use of the eyes in the right places. But we are people that are most ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran. I was speaking of those few people. One is that person, when he has wealth, he does not appreciate it, that any become a poverty. Poverty. He loses all the wealth. Always remember, everything is given by Allah. The person has been given something, heart has been given and taken away. From there we come to know that we are not owners of anything. So when you are not owners of anything, then you are supposed to use that ni'mat in the right way, in a correct way. If you use it in incorrect way, then Allah Ta'ala will take it away. Many people in our society, if I notice people, that whatever Allah gives them, they must use it in a way that may appreciate Allah Ta'ala. It must not be that they misuse it. Wealth is something Allah gave you. Today people say, I work very hard. It's through me I got this thing. Nothing is through you. Allah Ta'ala decides. If He wants to give you, He'll give you. If He's not going to give you, then not. Man began to boast, you know, we've got a lot of wealth. It's because of my hard work that I achieved all these things. Then he begins to think that because it's my hard work, I can use it however I want to use it. There is no such thing as you can use it how you want to use it. You have to use it how Allah Ta'ala wants to use it. Allah Ta'ala gave it. When you become extravagant in everything, then Allah Ta'ala has been given you extravagant, then I'll take it away from you. You have to use it in the correct way. No matter how rich you are, it does not qualify you to use, to misuse the wealth in the wrong places. However, find so many people, because of their misusing, that in the end they lost everything. They lost everything. It is too late. You can't cry over that now. It's because when you were given the thing, pride came to you. I got everything. I did it. Then you begin to misuse the thing. When you begin to misuse the thing, then it goes away. Pride is something that only Allah has known. If a person thinks, I'm a rich man, you know, I've got everything, you reach nothing. Allah takes away, then what happens to you? And then Allah shows us in this world to so many people when Allah gave so many things, and then Allah took it away, then what happens to them? In other words, appreciate wealth before poverty overtakes you. Likewise, you've got wealth, pride as I mentioned. It mustn't be that if a beggar comes to you, because of your pride, you take him to task. You take him to task, and he is resisting, he brought you, but Allah Ta'ala may not like your action. If they not like your action, then he takes everything away from you. I know of an incident I read. A person was eating a good meal with his wife, and a beggar came, knocked at the door. And this husband, because he's got everything, a rich man. So he came out and he took the beggar to task. And he gave him a lot of hard words, whatever he was bad words. But usually the beggars, you know, they just say Allah Kareem or Allah give you barakat and go away. Because all are not professional beggars. You don't know who the real beggars are. But when the beggars really come, then you must know that you must be able to, no matter who it is, you give what you want to give. You don't want to give, don't give. But do not look down at them or take them to task. You got no right to tell anyone. that you are a young person, why are you begging, or you are rich person. Just to tell you that a young person, there's one incident came to me that Baghdadi Rahmat Bilali was coming out of the mosque, and he saw a young person well dressed and strong, well dressed and begging. He did not say to him anything, but the thought came in, a young person begging, which you and I usually do, but we won't tell you not of things. But this man didn't say anything, he just walked away. But because he was a really great saint, Allah Ta'ala could, you know, catch the person who moved closer to him very quickly. So when he went to sleep, he sees a dream that he was given human flesh to eat. So they said, oh, this is haram, how this? But you said in namaz time, Jummah time, make this haram, is not that. So you mean ghibat of a person. When a person is ghibat of something like eating flesh of a human, your own brother's flesh. She said, I just thought like that. It's even thinking like that is not it. Why should you think like that? But then when he saw the dream, he felt very hurt because he somehow asked for forgiveness in this person. Now you and I, when we see this kind of dreams, you don't show any importance to it at all. However, he got up in the morning, got up somehow when he went looking for him, searching for him. And this person was sitting on the seaside, yes. And you see Junaid Baghdadi coming towards him, he says, oh, so you see the dream, so you can ask him for forgiveness. From there you come to know how great he was too. So in other words, and then he told him this much, that I, for 3 days, I had no food. I was going to the masjid, so one person gave me this new clothing to wear. So I wore this clothing and read the mass. So don't know how a person, Allah gives you something, appreciates. So poverty overtakes you into these kind of things. They not appreciate. So use your wealth in a correct basis. Do not misuse your wealth. Don't think that because this wealth is that I can use it how I want to use it. It's I must use it how Allah wants to use it. Always remember this wealth is being given by Allah. I must use it how He wants to use it. I mustn't just use it however I want to use it. Then Allah Ta'ala says that, oh, if that's the case, then I will take it away from you. So that is one that one should realize, that appreciate wealth. You got money now, look after it. Don't just think now, you know, the women today, sad to say, that they want this and want everything they want. You give them the whole world, they give nothing to. But at the end of the day, they must learn to look, also look after wealth. Not that they see others having jewelry, then they will have jewelry too. The fight is at home all the time because of that. That person got jewelry, others. Look at people, that's why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look at people lower than you. Look at people lower than you. When you look at people lower than you, you begin to appreciate everything. You see, like when you got a car, and that car is giving a service to you, and you don't need to buy another car. But then now you think, now someone tell you, why don't you upgrade your car, but not necessary at all. Then look at those who have got lower car than you, got no car. If you look at people lower than you, you will appreciate every name of Allah. Every time when you got something, the only way you can appreciate Nabi is look at people lower than you. Then you know if you have 3 meals, then there are 2 meals, 1 meal. In that way you begin to appreciate every wealth of Allah, everything. In that way you begin to look after wealth also, look at everything. So that's one. The third one, the last one, whatever it is, that appreciate life before death. Appreciate life before death. You do not know when you're going to pass away. You don't know. That's why when you got life in you, appreciate the thing. Use it in the correct places. They say, you know, when you read namaz, you must think this is the last namaz. Now, if a person thinks that this is my last namaz, how will he read namaz? He'll read namaz at his best. You don't want an opportunity. Likewise, every breath of yours, you must appreciate it. Every breath, appreciate because you got life. But once the life goes away, then you can do whatever you want, lost everything. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala must give a tawfiq of acting upon it. And in the time and in the face of the situation, it must be that he must remind you that you must try to not come into you. And you must always appreciate your every second of your life. You know, in that way, Allah gives iman also. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قوة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ثبتنا بالإيمان وأمتنا بالإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب.